What's up, Bone Loss fan? Welcome to another episode of All of It. I'm your host, Jay, and with me, not like always, is Mom and V. And today we're going to get into a whole bunch of alien theories and shit. So, yeah, anyway. Oh, yeah. And if you're new here, great. Hi, welcome. If you're not new here, we're back at it again like a post move. So first question, Mother, how do you feel about aliens, just in general?
Aliens do exist. I'm a firm believer that aliens do exist. There is a possibility that they could not exist, but given all the, maybe evidence, sightings, and happenings, and being that there are a gazillion planets out there, we can't be the only ones with life.
First off, the goddamn galaxy, universe, cosmos, whatever you want to call all of the outer space, it's too goddamn big for there not to be anything else but us.
Yeah.
For real. Like, it's way too big.
Yeah. Like,
that's just my take on it. Continue, Mother.
No, I'm just saying. I just feel like there are, but...
Okay, so do you feel as though, like, it happens in the way that all the sci-fi depictions, like... I guess assume that it does, for the lack of a better word. Like, you get hit with this beam of light and you get brought up to the spaceship, or do you think it's like teleporter type shit? Because to tell you the truth,
it could be both. It could be both.
But I mean, like, I feel as though the one that's more realistic is like, if they really wanted to do it, it's like you do. If you do an experiment, right?
You don't just tell
the monkey or tell the iguana or whatever you're testing on, like, yo, I'm about to test on you, homie. I hope you're perfectly fine with that. No, you just do it. Yeah. So I feel like they would just just teleport you from wherever you are into, you know, wherever they are. So I don't know. But the whole tractor beam idea, I feel like, would be more towards military shit versus just teleporting games. Come here, you. I want to do things.
Well,
you look like a fine specimen.
Here's one theory I have. Let's say, for instance, that the sightings and the abductions and stuff are all true. Okay, then that would mean that they have. That means they have the power to annihilate us.
True.
Okay?
True.
So, with that being said, and we say they visit us regularly, they abduct us regularly, blah, 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 blah. They possess that power, but they don't do it. They have been known to intercept nuclear missiles, right? So, I feel like either they're studying us, they want to study us, and they intervene just to a certain point that we don't destroy ourselves. You know what I mean? Like I said, they intercept the missiles and stuff like that. They're not ready for us to destroy ourselves just yet. Or we are their test subject, meaning that our origin is them. Is them, and they've sent us to see how we evolve, to see how, like, preserving their species.
So you think that humans are piece of, like,
that's a theory. That's one theory I have. I'm not saying that I wholeheartedly believe that, but I figure there is a reason why they have not wiped us out of the universe. Especially when they possess the power to do so.
Do you think that there are multiple species of aliens? Or do you think...
I do.
That'd be... that. I feel like that's where all the...
I do.
What's the name of that movie? With Tom Cruise and the aliens. And I'm pretty sure you guys are just yelling in your phones and whatever.
He's
just...
been in a few. Like, he remade The War of the Worlds. And
that's the name of the movie. War of the Worlds. But, like, I don't know. That'd be kind of cool. Like, if there were just different kinds of species of aliens out there. Like, there's just worlds.
Yeah. There's a lot going on out there. And, but like I said, there's a reason why they have not either come down and taken over our planet or just blew us up or even snatched us up in mass and used us as slaves or whatever. There is a reason why they're not intervening 100%. I don't know exactly what that reason is. But so, they're definitely studying us.
So they...
and observing. So. Yeah.
So do you think that aliens have something to do with, like, the... what is this? Is it 7 or is it 8 now? Like, Wonders of the World. Like,
it's still 8.
It's still 8?
Yeah.
Okay. So the 8 Wonders of the World. Especially, like, the pyramids and, Machu Picchu, and...
I do believe they have left some marks on our planet. Yes, I do.
Oh, what's that one thing? What's that one thing? It's like Polynesian where they got all the tiki heads on an island.
I don't know too much about that.
But like or Stonehenge. Stonehenge.
Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah, I believe they have some... they might have some docking stations here, yeah, right, or something.
Right.
You know what I mean? But yep. And as in everything, shit happens. Stuff malfunctions. The crash landing, supposedly Area 51. Da da da. That could possibly be true because I don't think in their world everything is perfect either. They have mishaps, accidents, blah 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 blah. And if they've been visiting us for all these centuries, something has malfunctioned on their end.
You think so?
Hell yeah, I do. Yes, I do.
What makes you think that?
Because I don't think that anything is perfect, whether it be aliens, the universe, or whatever. Nothing, shit's gonna happen.
I mean, but the idea of perfection, obviously, as we know it, as us human beings know it, that, you know, perfection is when everything goes correctly. Yeah. So what if like our perspective of perfection would be different from theirs?
It could be.
To where...
but I believe...
gotta keep saying that to make sure it comes across correctly.
Maybe shit like that is fine and dandy on their planet, but what they... all races, all aliens, or whatever you want to call them, I do not believe that they control the universe. So when they get out there and they're flying around and shit, stuff is going to happen to them too. Just like we fly our airplanes and shit happens. Or we go up in our spaceship and shit happens. So that part, I don't think they control. No. So maybe something happened while they was zooming down our planet and the shit malfunctioned and crashed. Boom. There it is.
So do you think whatever aliens are, I guess, put us here or are now monitoring us, do you think it was like more than one species, or do you think it's like a compilation of multiple, and they just pass off like after
it would make sense if it was... if that's what really happened, I think it would make sense that it was one species that put us down here. Now, because we all look alike. I don't care that we're different colors, but we have the same makeup. Okay, yeah. You get what I'm saying? I think if it was another species or multiple species, we would be too different. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
I get what you're saying.
It would be another shape or form or something. You know what I mean? Like a different species, not human. Yeah. It would be, you know, something else. If it was multiple, but I do believe that some neighbors down the street just said, hey, something's going on this planet and we're going to look, see too. Because we don't know what's going on in a faraway galaxy. They could be at war with another species or something. We don't know.
True.
So we haven't gotten that far.
Some real Star Wars type
stuff. Some real Star Wars type stuff.
I mean, here yet.
At this point, anything is freaking possible. Anything is possible.
The Milky Way is on the
outside. Yeah. I mean, we can't see beyond a certain point, so we don't know.
No. And do you... I personally, I feel as though like that's where a whole bunch of the...
Okay, no more cucumbers because they're spitting them out on
the floor. Automatic, like, just...
Ryan.
The automatic, like, nah, it's impossible. Because, you know, there are some people who are like, as soon as you bring up, like, aliens or space...
Oh, no, this is the new one.
As soon as you bring up, like, aliens and space and stuff, that there are some people who are just like, nope, can't be possible, not happening, never in a million years.
There's no way.
There's people that believe that, but I feel like... I feel like everyone should believe in the possibility. I personally believe, but I'm not saying that's true either. I could be proven wrong.
Yeah.
But I feel like everyone on this planet should believe in the possibility. Yes, I do. I don't think nobody has the 100% right to say, no, there's no aliens. Hell no, I don't. Especially... folks that ain't got shit to do with science and don't know the first thing about science. In science, there's a lot of shit possible and we're still discovering.
True.
We are still learning.
But it's the fact that they can back it up.
Okay, you can back it up, but we are still discovering things that we didn't think was possible, but slowly but surely it's opening our eyes to different stuff. And I just like, anything is freaking possible. You just don't know.
So,
excuse you're loud.
So for like all the great leaps and bounds that humans have done, like survived the bubonic plague, shit like that.
Yeah.
Do you think that aliens had something to do with that, or?
That's a possibility. They could have put some shit on this planet and be like, let's see what happens. Yes, I do. The other part of that is just for being a nasty ass people.
You said what now?
The other part of these plagues and diseases is just nasty ass people, point blank, period. But yeah, it's possible that they could have threw some shit at us and see how we deal with this.
Like, oh, yeah.
Oh, I already know that was government created.
So I've been trying to refrain from going this route, but I feel like it comes to it. So do you think aliens are the basis behind religion?
Expand on it though. I don't know where you give me a little bit more.
So I say that.
That is a strong possibility. it really is. The basis for religion. I think that is a very strong possibility because I think our folks back in the day done seen some shit and they was like, oh God, that's the gods. They created us, and I think that is a strong possibility. Yes, I do. Because I'm the type of person that questions everything. I question. I was raised to believe in God and stuff like that too, but I question it.
Yeah.
And that doesn't make me a bad person, but I question a lot of stuff.
Well, it makes sense.
And I don't necessarily voice it or tell people, but I question a lot of stuff.
Because of like the premieres
like
and stuff
back that up. We're both ex-military. If we know how the military get down. Why is it?
Hey, stop it.
Okay, what's it called? 51? What place is 51?
Area 51.
Why is that the only area that no military person ever gets shipped to or knows about?
Oh, that government got secrets now. We all know that.
Oh, yeah.
That's my whole point.
My thing about Area 51, I don't want to say, like, this is my belief. I don't want to say, like, they have aliens, like, actual carcasses of aliens in Area 51.
No, but they're keeping them alive.
I wouldn't say they have carcasses. I would say they probably have, like, they found an arm, or they might have found pieces of, like, weaponry, and they're trying to, like, you know, do something with that.
I think they got lucky and found some bits and pieces of evidence.
Yeah.
I think the aliens collect their shit.
Because think about it. Like, really do think about it. And with all this shit that they have going along with what you said, that nothing's ever perfect. Like, if there are multiple species of aliens out there and whatever, and like, you would have to. You would, like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Like, you would have to.
Well, me personally, I do believe that the government has concrete evidence of them existing.
Yeah.
I really do. But in their defense, I do understand. I don't know if that's their reasoning behind keeping it secret, but if they did let it all out and say they were honest and told the humans the truth or whatever, I do believe there would be a worldwide panic and shit would get really crazy.
Absolutely.
If they really truly have it, go on and keep it, because there's too many crazy folks out here.
And like, that proves, but I appreciate you guys like assimilating to my way of thinking. One single person is intelligent. People are stupid. People, plural, peoples, persons are stupid because of herd and sheeple mentality. But that's a whole nother topic. That'll just be me and you guys.
Are we at the end?
No, that was only 18 minutes. But anyway, guys, that's it for us. So we'll hit you back. And always, later.
Thoughts, questions, opinions?